Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Qasim Mim.
Ta Sin Mim.
Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin.
These are the verses of the clear book.
Before we start discussing the first verse of the chapter, let us have a quick look at this chapter and its specifications. This holy surah consists of 227 verses. It has been revealed in Mecca, and next to Surah Al-Baqarah, it contains the largest numbers of verses in comparison with the other chapters of the Holy Quran. Now, about the name of this surah, chapter Shu'ara, or the poets, we have to say that through four verses at the end of this surah, faithful poets have been admired, while the poets who composed some vain poems have been reproached. And that is why this holy surah has been entitled Shu'ara, and its other name is Ta Sin Mim. There are also some biographies of the prophets in this surah, such as Prophet Musa, Prophet Ibrahim, Nuh, Lut, Salih, Hud, and Shu'aib, as well as the pertinacious conflicts of people against them. At the end of each biography of these prophets, the Holy Quran says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْآيَاتِ Verily in that there is a sign, but most of them do not believe. And verily, your Lord is certainly He, the Mighty, the Merciful. So this verse has been repeated 8 times in order to somehow soothe the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to tell him not to be afraid of these people of Mecca, since all prophets have had these problems. All the prophets had encountered some people like them, and the Holy Prophet should not be afraid. And this is the point. Historical events are the best means for strengthening the believers' spirits. These historic events promote the insight, promote the tolerance, and based on them, the true servants can plan ahead for struggling against the enemy's threats. And that is why the leaders of the society must be aware of the history of their own societies.
(Speaking in Hebrew)
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So as we said, this chapter is revealed at Mecca and it has 227 verses. And we'll try to discuss the verses of this chapter in about 11 sections. Before we begin, let us have a look at the virtue of the surah. The Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, "The one who reads this surah will not get sunk, and his home will be saved from burglary and fire." Anyway, the points mentioned in the traditions about the importance of this chapter is only beneficial if they are accompanied with true recognition of the different verses of this surah. So, this chapter starts. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Ta Sin Mim. Many words have been cited about the abbreviated letters, and maybe the best one is that Allah brings up these letters in the beginnings of some surahs. I assume we have 29 cases of the chapters of the Holy Quran starting like this. Anyway, Allah states and brings up these letters to state this matter that the Holy Quran is His perpetual miracle, and these miracle is generated from these very letters. If anyone is to write a similar book by these Arabic letters, he may bring it forth. So the verse says, Ta Sin Mim, and then it is said, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينَ These are the verses of the book that makes the truth clear. What can be understood from this verse is that a comprehensive religious school must have a strong, systematic, and decisive logic so that everyone can easily reach it. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينَ These verses of the book are really clear. They make everything and every truth clear. And they are within reach of everyone who wants to be a wayfarer of the truth. This verse is also telling us that the Holy Quran has got a very high rank, and whenever there is a deadlock and stop for the people, the Holy Quran can function as a guide. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ الْمُبِينَ This is how this noble verse states the magnificence of the Holy Quran. Dear listeners, there are some other points to be discussed about these couple of beginning verses of this chapter, and we will try to discuss later on in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see. By all the lies and treachery, life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always work for me, worry, and that's when faith begins.